Trump promises tariffs on atrocity European Union but teases exception for nice Britain. By Oliver J.J. Lane on February 3, 2025. President Donald Trump said the United States has a large trade deficit with the United Kingdom that can be worked out. But the European Union's atrocity posture against American exports has made tariffs inevitable. President Trump spoke to journalists at Andrews Air Force Base about his coming tariff regime following announcements on levies to be imposed on Mexico, Canada, and China, saying more would be coming for the European Union. President Trump had previously said that he would absolutely impose tariffs on Europe because the bloc had treated the United States terribly. But in his latest remarks, teased the United Kingdom with its nice prime minister could join the select club of nations that wouldn't be hit with punitive measures. While President Trump made clear the United Kingdom was still in a position where it had a bad trade deficit with the United States, evidently, it's comparatively newfound and to date woefully underutilized position as an independent nation able to make its own decisions leaves it able to sidestep the tariff regime if it wished to. British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer's personal relationship with the President, which he has been putting a great deal of effort into cultivating of late, including forcing his subordinates into humiliating public renouncements of their previous criticisms of Trump, has a key part to play, he stated. Speaking on the tarmac at Andrews, President Trump said of the European Union, "They don't take our cars, they don't take our farm products. They take almost nothing and we take everything from them. Millions of cars, tremendous amounts of food and farm products." The United Kingdom is way out of line, but the European Union is really out of line in comparison, the president said. He continued, "The UK is out of line, but I think that one can be worked out. But the European Union is an atrocity what they've done." Well, Prime Minister Starmer has been very nice, we've had a couple of meetings. We've had numerous phone calls, we're getting along very well. And we'll see whether we can balance out our budget. Obviously, the same could not be said for the European Union, Trump said. A 2024 review of the trade relationship between the EU and the US by Dutch banking multinational ING noted that Trump has a point regarding tariffs on cars, agriculture, and food. The review stated that the US charged 2.5% on imported European cars, but Brussels charged 10% on imported American vehicles. The EU also charges considerably more than America for food, beverages, tobacco, and vegetable oils. The report warned of strains further eroding the EU's struggling manufacturing sector and that the EU is already in a comparatively weaker position to face President Trump now than it was in his first term when the continent's economy was healthier. A looming new trade war could push the Eurozone economy from sluggish growth into recession, it stated. Now, the European Union's response to the various changes in the world order against their wishes is repeatedly discussed in the Brussels-focused media as fury. Politico, for instance, today reminds of one such move by the United Kingdom to telegraph to Washington that it is ready to play ball after London unilaterally announced it would be postponing its adoption of global banking rules the day before the inauguration last month. It reported this development was an early sign of which way the UK may move on its prized financial services industry and that the fundamental choice faced by London and Frankfurt, the EU banking capital, is whether to push ahead with the globalist compact to show their faith in international rulemaking or wait and see what Washington does next. Politico notes that London risks creating a competitive disadvantage with America's banking giants by loading on new rules while America frees itself. Britain's beleaguered finance chief implicitly nodded to the freedoms of Brexit last month when discussing this area, saying, "We've gone ahead of other European countries. We've had that flexibility. We can be more nimble. We are taking advantage of that." The European Commission responded to Trump's tariffs over the weekend initially in the language of the global economic orthodoxy that has ruled for decades, warning they would cause economic disruption and inflation, while then going on to warn they would be willing to play the same game if Trump didn't relent. The French government appears, once again, to be at the forefront of this notion, with Macron government minister Marc Ferrexy demanding a biting response to America and stating it is obvious we must react. The governor of France's central bank Villeroy de Galhau called Trump's approach very brutal. Meanwhile, the European Union's foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas, appeared to be attempting to appeal to President Trump's other interests, claiming that if the United States and Europe ended up imposing tariffs on each other, China would be laughing on the side.